tell me about unfinished business. What does that mean?
Well, I wrote this book, Unfinished Business, because really it took me many years to write this book. I'd say close to 20-something years. And what happened was I would do these messages and these demonstrations, these workshops, and receive incredible messages from spirits who passed over, and from all different walks of life, from people that were religious people as far as priests and rabbis, from people who didn't believe in this sort of thing, to people who were believers, whatever it was. I mean, it ran the gamut. And I received certain messages, and I wrote down afterwards, after some of these workshops, I'd write down bullet points of the messages. And my guide said to me that one day you're going to use them for something. I didn't know what that meant, so I put them in a box, these messages. And finally, a couple of years ago, or 3 years ago, they said, now is the time. The time is right for you to get the word out with these messages you've saved. And I went to this box, and I had hundreds of these messages. And this book is really a book from the spirit world, and it's about unfinished business. What that means is when I read through spirit, the majority of the messages that come through are those about regret. Mm-hmm. Oh, if only I knew then what I know now. I wish I would have demonstrated love more. Why didn't I demonstrate compassion or forgiveness? Why didn't I recognize that you're the same as I am, that this is an illusion, this physical world was an illusion? I could have loved you. Why did fear run my life and rule my life? And these messages kept on coming through, the same types of messages. And I thought, you know, and Spirit said to me, my guide said, you have to teach people that they have to get rid of their, you know, their business, have to have unfinished business. They shouldn't cross over with should-haves, would-haves, and could-haves. They should have no regrets. In other words, pass over to the other side of life in a clean way, as best as we possibly can.
Interesting. Now, do they also have regrets, James, for us as humans worldwide?
Yes, personally and worldwide. And I could tell you that I tell people this often in my workshops, that when spirits come through, the hardest part of my job is not communicating with spirit. That is not that's hard. The hard part is when a mother or father comes through, when they give me an impression, and I look at this the person in the audience, and I see them. I see their aura, and I see the potential for themselves, the gifts they have, their abilities, and they don't see it for themselves. They have no clue. They're locked off. And their loved ones in spirit try so hard. I wish they would only know how great they are, how much love they can give the world, and so forth. And that's the hard part. And they will often talk about that this world is such a schoolroom for us. This is really the place of experiences. We have to learn from the experiences that we have. And these experiences will help us to evolve, to grow, to understand. And that's why we have to go through these varied experiences. And they don't talk necessarily, George, about judgment. There is no judgment, as good as bad, but it seems that it's experiences.
I've got a friend, James, that he has not spoken to his brother, they're both alive, in 20 years. You know, there's a dispute there that he doesn't want to talk with me about it, and I've tried to get them both together. There's going to be unfinished business there when one of them goes, isn't it?
Yeah. Very true. And the interesting thing I find is, because everything's energetic, everything is energy, and when you hold on to that you can't forgive somebody, you're blocking that energy, you're holding on to that energy. Energy by its natural state flows. And when you have that sense of, you know, control, I'm not going to forgive, you block that forgiveness.
You sure do.